All right, so let's start with song learning and practice. Many birds start to learn songs while they are developing in the nest. And there are two types of song learners. First, I'm going to focus here on the sensitive period learners. So this is an adult white-crowned sparrow. And males primarily sing with white-crowned sparrows. Females sing, but a little bit less. So when a young bird is developing in the nest and as a fledgling, it can hear its father producing song. And so young birds will develop a template. They'll learn what their species-specific song should sound like. And then, as fledglings, they start to practice song. And they go through a babbling phase, which is much like human infants. And during the babbling phase, if you have an ear for bird song, sometimes you can hear these birds, and it sounds kind of sloppy. We've heard it in our aviaries, in starlings, it almost sounds like they're whispering. But the song doesn't sound quite right. It sounds a little bit like white-crowned sparrow song, but not exactly. And so they keep practicing the song, and it comes closer and closer to the template that they've stored in their brain. And pretty soon, they're singing a song that matches adult white-crowned sparrow song, and in these species, song crystallizes. And that is the song that these sparrows will sing for the rest of their lives. So they are called sensitive period learners. They listen to the song during a sensitive period during development, they learn the song, and then that is the song. They don't continue to learn new songs. That's the song they'll sing for the rest of their lives. But in other species, such as European starlings, these birds are called open-ended learners. And that's because they can continue to learn new songs and add new elements to their vocal repertoires throughout their lives. And one thing I think is really interesting about starlings and also catbirds, thrashers, blue jays, mockingbirds, they not only learn their own species-specific songs, but they're vocal mimics. And they can mimic the song of other birds. They can mimic car alarms. They can mimic dogs barking, and they're really excellent at mimicking human speech. And if you want to get a feel for this, you can go to YouTube, you can look up starlings, and you can hear them mimicking human speech, or R2-D2. I mean, they're really amazing mimics. And finally, I want to say that in many species, both males and females sing. So males are really famous for producing their courtship song to entice females to mate, but females of many species also sing, and that hasn't been as well studied, but it's starting to receive a lot of research attention. So I mentioned that white-crowned sparrows, females sing a little bit, males sing a lot. In starlings, males tend to sing more than females, but females do sing quite a bit. And in cardinals, which you might be familiar with just from your backyard, males and females both sing at really high rates. All right, so biologists discovered that song is learned, and then they wondered, well, if song is learned, could birds learn the song of any species? So could a cardinal learn a yellow warbler song? And could a warbler learn the song of a sparrow? And so these are the kind of studies that scientists have been running to ask these kind of questions. And in this case, they focused on young white-crowned sparrow song development. And so over here, I'm showing you a sonogram. This is a pictorial representation of the song of a white-crowned sparrow. And so it is frequency over time, and it's a pictorial representation of how the song would look, right? And so when white-crowned sparrows are tutored, when they're young, if they're hearing the song of adult white-crowned sparrows, when they grow up, you can see that they produce what is considered normal white-crowned sparrow song. So they learn the song of their species. But in this study, the researchers had another group. In this group, they raised white-crowned sparrow chicks, and they did not expose them to any song. So they heard no song during development. And then as adults, these white-crowned sparrows, they sang, but you can see the sonogram, the pictorial representation of song, does not look anything like normal white-crowned sparrow song, and it doesn't sound anything like white-crowned sparrow song. Right? So here is this pictorial representation of this abnormal song. All right, now for the exciting question. Could white-crowned sparrows learn the song of another species? So in this case, they focused on song sparrows. And you can see here a pictorial representation of song sparrow song. It looks quite different from white-crowned sparrow song. It also sounds quite different. And so when white-crowned sparrows were raised hearing song sparrow song, when they became adults, they produced abnormal song. It does not look like song sparrow song. It might have some elements, and it doesn't look anything like white-crowned sparrow song. So what this indicated to researchers is that song is learned, but birds are predisposed to learn the song of their own species. The next question. That was a white-crowned sparrow. All right, so the next question researchers had was, if birds are learning their song, could they have accents? So we, many of us, probably have a bit of a Wisconsin accent, right? You're familiar with a Boston accent, an Oklahoma accent. So could birds develop accents? And the answer to that is yes. Songbirds have been found to develop regional song dialects. And so here I'm showing you an example of a kind of study that showed this. So this was a study in mountain white-crowned sparrows. The birds were living in the Sierra Nevada mountains. So here's Nevada, here's California. And what researchers did is they went around different areas in the mountains that were quite distant from one another. And they recorded songs. And so when they recorded bird songs from Donner Pass, here is how the sonogram looked. And so the song sounds like mountain white-crowned sparrow song. And you can see, though, that if you record birds from Donner Pass, and then you move over here and record birds from Carson Pass, the sonograms look a bit different, and the songs sound a little bit different. So your Merlin bird app, or by ear, you would recognize these birds to be singing white-crowned sparrow song, but they have slight regional dialects. So you move all the way over here to Virginia Lakes, you can see the song is a little bit different. Sonora Pass, the song's a little bit longer. So this is considered evidence that birds do have accents. They can develop regional dialects. And one thing that I think is really interesting, and we'll get back to this, is that, so I've mentioned a little bit, males are singing courtship song, and it turns out females are picking males based on the kind of songs they sing, and females prefer to mate with males that are singing local dialects. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit in upcoming section. But some males have been found to change their song so that it matches female preferences. All right, so I'm going to talk about that here. And so before I introduce this idea, I need to introduce you to cowbirds. Okay, so I can tell from some of your faces, you're not exactly happy to hear about cowbirds. They are another relatively unpopular, often maligned songbird species, but I think they're also amazing. And you'll probably think they're amazing too when I talk a little bit about them. But the reason cowbirds aren't very popular is here on the left we have a female, and here we have a male with his brown head, the brown-headed cowbird. Females do not sing in this species. Males sing, and that'll be relevant in a minute. But one reason people don't love these birds is because males and females will mate, and then the females will lay their eggs in the nests of other birds. And the males and females do not raise their own chicks, and that can be incredibly costly to other songbirds. Forced to raise, this is a yellow warbler, forced to raise this giant cowbird chick, right? So that is energetically costly. This is why people don't always love cowbirds. But